USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Christmas Eve storm is delivering snow and severe weather across the United States. With snow in the Midwest and tornado threats in the Southeast, storms are blanketing the United States this Christmas Eve. The storm on Wednesday bringing snow to Minnesota and Wisconsin. Meanwhile, as it moves east, folks in Ohio will be treated to a white Christmas. That same storm bringing severe weather to southern Alabama and the Florida Panhandle. The CDC says America is looking at a very tough month ahead when it comes to coronavirus deaths. The Public Health Agency's latest forecast shows the virus-related death toll in the United States could be as high as 419,000 by January 16th. Just last week, the CDC projected as many as 391,000 deaths by January 9th. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump and the First Lady are spending Christmas Eve at the President's Mar-a-Lago Resort. Before leaving Washington, D.C., President Trump told lawmakers that $600 payments that were in the new coronavirus relief bill were not good enough, and he wants folks to receive $2,000. As far as the market's reaction to this, Dan Geltrude is America's accountant. He tells Fox News,
"It's not going to have an impact on the market, Todd. It's really more of an economic impact. I don't think the difference between $600 and $2,000 is going to have that dramatic impact on the market. But economically, people having that extra money is going to allow them to use that money and spend that money. And that's the economic stimulus that we're ultimately trying to get towards."
President Trump, with nothing on his public schedule for Christmas Eve. Same holds true for President-elect Biden. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President-elect Joe Biden plans to move quickly against guns, adding the issue to his list of first executive orders. It is expected that Biden will use executive orders, especially if Democrats don't win both Georgia's special Senate elections. Attorney and gun rights activist Colin Nowar believes former Vice President Biden is no fan of the Second Amendment.
Well, if you look at what he's done throughout the campaign, he's literally run on the idea of restricting your Second Amendment rights. I can't think of any possible potential presidential hopeful who has literally said over and over again, "I beat the NRA and I'll do it again." And he's run on the idea of mandatory gun buybacks. He's run on the idea of removing the immunity that the gun industry has from frivolous lawsuits that literally would sink the industry if it wasn't in place. I can't think of anybody else from a presidential or potential presidential standpoint who's done or said these things. So in my mind, he is absolutely one of the most anti-Second Amendment people potentially going to be our president here in this country.
The Houston Rockets-Oklahoma Thunder basketball game was postponed Wednesday due to coronavirus concerns. The statement reads in part, the game was postponed in accordance with the league's safety and health protocols. Three Houston Rockets players have returned tests that were either positive or inconclusive for coronavirus, which in essence meant they did not have enough players for the game. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.